It's about 30 seconds before 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday, February 21st, 2011. And this is my third Quiet Thoughts. There's a lot of things that we as humans have problems with. There's a lot of different things that we feel entitled to, that we feel like we have to do. One of those things, I guess, is the need, the absolute need to be right, or more to the point, to feel vindicated when we get our way, or when we win an argument, or win anything, for that matter. With the advent of the internet, that takes on a whole new light when you think of what it's caused people on local forums and things like that to do. I mean, before this, we would... You know, you would definitely think about what you were saying to people, what you were doing to them. You know, you wouldn't call someone, you wouldn't sit, look at someone who's sitting right next to you and say, "Hey, go die in a fire," and expect them to just laugh it off. They'd be pretty pissed about it, I would think. I would be. I mean, it's kind of one of those things, but now it's the norm where people can say whatever the hell they think they want to, and it's viewed as societally okay. And I don't think that it's okay. I don't think that it can be. I mean, for instance, there was a big, huge fight on a forum that lasted for well over 37 pages about a topic that honestly was so dumb. And when you think about it, I mean, it has something to do with WoW, and while I could explain it to you, it would take a lot of time, and granted, anyone who doesn't know World of Warcraft would be just lost in the sauce. But suffice it to say, the original poster felt very, very pissed off that he wasn't, you know, powerful enough, and he felt entitled to tell the developers of the game that they needed to fix their game because he wasn't, you know, powerful enough. 36 thread pages later, his argument had been shot full of holes, and he was yelling at people to die in a fire, or to do any number of things, whereupon Blizzard locked the thread. But still, it's one of those things where, why would you even go there? Why would you do that? It's very, very, very strange when you think about it that we all of us, and I'm not even beginning to say that I'm free from this, because I do it all the time too. Everyone does it, is the fact that you want to be right. You want to have the last word. You want to feel that sense of, well, ha-ha, I got you. And unfortunately, in forums, you cannot get that, especially on the internet. In fact, the best idea on the internet when it comes to fighting is to just not fight. It's not necessarily to let people push you over, but it's definitely better to just not even fight in the first place. That there's other things that you can do that would be much more suited to your time than just, you know, yelling at people on, you know, on some forum board somewhere. And even then, I mean, there's a large number of these people who I imagine are probably supposedly decent people in real life, but how are we supposed to know that? I mean, all we have are just these representations, these physical thoughts of people that we call trolls, and yet they're pretty much just like you or me, except, you know, they just don't have a damn care in the world. They say whatever they want to, and it's okay. It's viewed as, hey, you can say what you want on the internet. You know? And I think it's time for a change on that. I think we need to get away from that when we're on the internet. There's a definite sense of when I was raised to consider others, to understand what my actions and the consequences of those actions do and how they affect the rest of the world. And when I was a kid, I didn't really understand that. But there was, you know, I did things that I'm not proud of now, but I think we all did. It's just whether or not you're willing to remember them. In any case, there's a little bit of a story, I guess I can say, that, you know, might give you some laughs, and it might give you an idea for how this sense of anger and entitlement can be overcome. There was a guy back in Korea who absolutely hated me for whatever reason, found tons and tons of faults with me for being in the army. And granted, I wasn't the best soldier, but I still did my job. But this guy took it upon himself to treat me like a forum troll would. He abused me, he made fun of me, he tried to get a rise out of me, and he usually did. And I wasn't sure where to go or what to do. And then I got this absolutely brilliant idea by one of the smartest people in the world, and that would be my mother, who I love very dearly. I had weekly talks with her while I was in Korea, which probably put a strain on her sleeping schedule, considering she was 16 hours ahead, behind me. So a call, for me at normal 3 o'clock in the afternoon would be somewhere around midnight for her. But I digress. I asked her what I should do about this guy, and she said, "Well, why don't you just try smiling at him? Think in your head, fuck you, but just smile at him. Think of it in your head, say it over and over as much as you want, but don't even begin to move your lips or mouth. Don't even show that, screw you mentality. Just think it, and then smile at him, and watch what happens." And I didn't believe her at first, but, there the next day, I went to work, and the guy started up on his bullshit regime of trying to get a rise out of me, and I just looked at him, and I just smiled. Very, very calmly, serenely, thinking about how much I would love to just beat his face in, which, come on, everyone would do. And the guy started to lose his mind all over me. Over the next couple of days, I just continually did this. I would just smile at him. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't, give cause for him to think anything. I would just look at him and smile. And it drove him nuts to the point where he literally went up to my squad leader and demanded that he make me stop smiling at him. Whereupon he very nearly, when I smiled at him one last time, he almost got me in a chokehold and was put in the military brig for about, a week for assaulting a fellow soldier? So, yeah. And all I did was smile at him. I didn't rise to it. I didn't let him get to me because I let him define himself. And it's still kind of sad when you think about it. This is the kind of guy that, we view these people in the forums are, and unfortunately we're never given any thought to think anything else. It's strange. I mean, it is kind of depressing, but I think the best thing we can do is try to, from this point forward, not be like them. Try to think where we're going, act what we're doing. To leave you with one final thought, there's a comedian by the name of Jerry Clower, who I used to listen to his tapes all the time when I was playing my Nintendo games when I was younger, and one of his best comments that I try to remember whenever I get ahead of myself is to say, "Where will you be when you get where you're going?" He told a very funny tale that involved exploding rats and a lot of gasoline, which was a story for another time, but it ended up with him not knowing where he was going to be when he got to where he was going. Where will you be when you get to where you're going? Think about it. I'm Zephan, and this has been another Quiet Thought.